good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. A new Parliamentary Select Committee has been constituted on international affairs with Pulai MP Salahuddin Ayub designated as chairperson. Now, what role should the PSC play in the future of policy making for foreign affairs for Malaysia? Our first guest tonight is a member of the Select Committee on International Relations. MP for Batu Kawan, Kasturi Pata, joins us now. Kasturi, can you help us understand a little bit more about the PSC on Foreign Affairs? I mean, what exactly is its role? Has it defined what the mandate is?
Hi, Melissa and Sharad. Thank you for having me tonight. It's interesting that there's a lot of interest in this new select committee, which is the International Affairs, or rather the Foreign Affairs Committee, that has been set up. We had our first meeting on the 29th of November, and in that meeting, the main agenda was actually to appoint the chairperson, whom we did, who, as you mentioned, is YB Salahuddin Ayub, MP for Pulai. However, the terms of reference for the select committee would be similar to other select committees, not only in Parliament, but even within the Commonwealth system, which is a body to scrutinise, to monitor government expenditure, and particularly in this case, on human rights issues and foreign policies. And this also includes scrutinising policies that come from government agencies under the purview of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So I believe that even though it is a new select committee that has been set up in Parliament, it is an extremely important one, given that we are moving towards a scenario of being more and more borderless. Therefore, having a select committee to look into the government's plan for human rights, especially with Malaysia being a member in the UN Human Rights Council, and also to map out our trade, bilateral ties and foreign policies, and our stand on important issues in ASEAN and also in the Commonwealth and in the world as well. So we've not actually...
Before we get into the question of human rights and also trade, and sometimes we see a conflict with positions taken on those two dimensions of foreign policy. But could you tell us a little bit about the composition of the Select Committee and the kind of differences perhaps of worldviews that might be there in the committee?
Okay. We have 8 members in the Select Committee, 3 from Pakatan Harapan and 5 from Perikatan Nasional. MPs in this Select Committee for Foreign Affairs and International Affairs, if you want to call it, come from the DAP, AMANA, PKR, from PAS, from GPS, from UMNO, and also from Warisan. So we have quite balanced membership in this select committee, representing Sabah and Sarawak, representing the peninsula, representing parties, gender as well, political affiliations. So in the first meeting, we did do a little bit of housekeeping of what we hope and aspired the select committee to move on or to work on. And one of it was a proposal that we have a briefing by ISIS, not the bad ISIS, but the good ISIS, which is the Institute of Strategic and International Studies. Hopefully with Wisma Putra, and we can move on to Suhakam and other agencies as well. Because I think before we want to map out or talk about the direction, what is it we want to do, action plan, etc., it's important to know where we stand and to look at reports presented by institutes and also by government agencies. And then we'll be able to identify what are the critical issues, what are the issues that need immediate attention or a reaction from the select committee, and what can be categorized as part 2, part 3, etc.
Kasri, this is one of the PSCs that is headed by an opposition member. So Saluddin Ayub from Amana is heading this PSC. Can we talk a little bit about, because you said that part of the PSC's role is to scrutinize and monitor expenditure and policy making around the issue of foreign affairs. And today in Parliament, we heard that the special envoys that have been designated for Middle East, China and East Asia, have vast amounts of money being spent on them. But it also comes with questions about their role and their KPI. Will this PSC have oversight over those envoys, be able to question and hold accountable these envoys who have yet to go anywhere, have yet to have any official visit since they were appointed?
I would like to see the select committee having more bite than bark when it comes to inquiring about this sort of exorbitant expenditures when we have not looked, seen any KPI or a result of these gentlemen who were appointed in these positions. However, because these were direct appointees by the Prime Minister, and I know that the select committee that I'm in has power to invite other members of different select committees or propose to chairs of different select committees for us to attend their meetings as well. So in this case, I would definitely bring this up with the select committee to propose it in a meeting that we are due to have next week, that we make an inquiry into this and also further appointments, that it has to go through some form of scrutiny and accountability, or rather, at least for many, many questions, not asked by only MPs, but the men and the women on the street. In fact, I'm sure even asked by both of y'all, what are their duties?
So on that score, Tiong King Sing, who is the envoy to China at a ministerial level, he sits within your select committee. Will there be a conflict of interest? How do you scrutinize his position when he himself is going to be or is on your committee?
I think this is something that I believe we need to look further into. I believe this is perhaps the first committee where we have a member who is also holding another sort of, not an official executive position, but it's a minister-like position. So it's a bit of a grey area. But I do believe there could be elements of conflict of interest, particularly if if the subject of China comes up. So I think this is something we need to look into. But we also have the MP for Beaufort who is in this select committee. And the thing is, the MP of Beaufort is also sitting in the Public Accounts Committee, and they meet every day in Parliament and even outside the Parliament calendar. So I think perhaps there will be a question of how well can these MPs or members in the select committee perform if they cannot be there because they have other duties to fulfill or they have no interest, etc. So I think this is something that we need to speak or address in the coming meeting and in the meetings to come.
Right. Thank you so much, Batu Kawan MP Kasturi Patu. There, we're going to take a quick break here and consider this. We will be back with more. Stay tuned.
Dan semangat menjadi kesinambungan perpaduan tanah air. yang tercinta. Berteraskan adab yang terpahat di jiwa dan raga. Marilah bersama kita membina negara Malaysia.
Semua yang terjadi adalah berita, tetapi tiada siapa yang boleh bawakan yang terkini dan tergempar seperti kami.
Dilihat hanya memberi wang tanpa matlamat yang tepat. Dia tidak melakukan apa-apa kesalahan.
Untuk mendapatkan jawapan yang bermakna, kita perlu soalan yang tepat.
Amat sedih dengan apa yang berlaku ke atas.
Tiada ruang untuk berita palsu.
Negara kita telah merekodkan kes harian baru sebanyak...
Hanya fakta yang diberikan.
Amat penting untuk meneruskan perjuangan negara melawan pandemik ini.
Sentiasa memastikan suara anda, suara rakyat didengari.
Kenapa?
Membawakan apa yang penting di mana sahaja anda berada.
Kerana kita nak putuskan rantaian jangkitan.
Belanjawan dan pendekatan bertemakan survival ini secara keseluruhan.
Teruskan bersama kami, Astro Awani, saluran berita yang paling dipercayai rakyat Malaysia.
Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. We're discussing the newly constituted Parliamentary Select Committee on Foreign Affairs and how might the PSC change the dynamics of foreign policy making. Dr. Parkin Beng is the founder of Strategic Pan-Indo-Pacific Arena. He joins us now. Dr. Pa, what do you think this Parliamentary Select Committee might bring to the table, might bring to the existing process of foreign policy making here in Malaysia?
Well, first of all, Malaysia is going through one of the toughest periods in its history, not in terms of the pandemic alone. In fact, I had the privilege of warning the government of Pakatan Harapan, way back in 2019, when I was the director of ASEAN and in political and security community, that the pandemic is imminent because we have been seeing a lot of coronaviruses coming back since 2002, and then it happened again in 2007. It exploded in South Korea in 2012, and then this region is actually an intersection of, as you know, tourists from China, India, and pardon me for saying this, but countries not with the best public health system. So Malaysia missed that understanding completely, even when the pandemic was occurring in Wuhan. I remember Mahathir insisting that the Visit Malaysia year should continue to proceed. And that was in February when China was busy handling the pandemic. Now, the second problem that Malaysia will be having is that inflation is actually gaining traction in the United States, the worst in 30 years. And based on what I've been reading on Malaysia, some of the automotive spare parts in Malaysia have increased by 60%. Now, how can that not affect a country that has been completely motorized? So coming back to the Parliamentary Select Committee, they would have to understand that Malaysia, first of all, has always defined itself, in spite of the polemics about Muslim country, Islamic State, so on and so forth, but Malaysia has always defined itself as a trading state. and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs take this very seriously. As a trading state, we are actually a subset of the overall macro political and macro economic dynamics. So the leading issue that is affecting the world right now is obviously the Sino-US conflict or rivalry, with one side accusing each other of various impropriety and the other side accusing the United States as trying to retain its role as a hegemon despite its declining influence. So that's number one.
Yeah, but Kim, if I could just sort of interject at the moment, because I'm trying to connect what you're saying. If I understand what you're saying correctly, is that that in fact within our foreign policy establishment, there isn't a strong understanding of some of these dynamics, including the question the questions around security and health security that we see emerging during this pandemic period. So, are you suggesting that the foreign policy establishment in the country isn't on top of these really important matters? Is that the thrust of your criticism?
I wouldn't call it a criticism per se. I would characterize it as constructive suggestion, because the Parliamentary Select Committee would have to have the ability to listen to what strategic analysts with experience in regional organization. What I can tell you is that ASEAN is not on top of the issue, and the organizations that are actually able to guide or shepherd world affairs are basically G5, which is the UN Permanent Security Council, G7, and G20. We can only be a member of G20 via our membership in ASEAN. When it comes to security issue, some of the security issues have been completely transformed into a zero-sum dynamic. In other words, either you choose China or you choose the United States. ASEAN maintains that we want to be neutral. It's extremely difficult, if not impossible, to be neutral in the current Sino-US conflict, because it is a conflict where the two entities, the two gigantic entities, have, in other words, taken the issue into the nuclear game. And the nuclear and the game changer was the formation of what is known as AUKUS on September 16, 2021.
Yes. Dr. Park, thank you so much. I'm so sorry to have to cut you short, but we need to go to break. And want to thank you so much for joining us on the show, Dr. Park Kim Beng of Strategic Pan-Indo-Pacific Arena. There, we're going to take a quick break, but we will be back with more. So stay tuned to Consider This.
Amanah di tangan kita. Adat, budaya dan semangat menjadi kesinambungan perpaduan tanah air yang tercinta. berteraskan adab yang terpahat di jiwa dan raga. Marilah bersama kita membina negara Malaysia.
Semua yang terjadi adalah berita, tetapi tiada siapa yang boleh bawakan yang terkini dan tergempar seperti kami.
Dilihat hanya memberi wang tanpa matlamat yang tepat. Dia tidak melakukan apa-apa kesalahan.
Untuk mendapatkan jawapan yang bermakna, kita perlu soalan yang tepat.
Amat sedih dengan apa yang berlaku ke atas.
Tiada ruang untuk berita palsu.
Negara kita telah merekodkan kes harian baru sebanyak...
Hanya fakta yang diberikan.
Amat penting untuk meneruskan perjuangan negara melawan pandemik ini.
Sentiasa memastikan suara anda, suara rakyat didengari.
Kenapa?
Membawakan apa yang penting di mana sahaja anda berada.
Kerana kita nak putuskan rantaian jangkitan.
Belanjawan dan pendekatan bertemakan survival ini secara keseluruhan.
Teruskan bersama kami, Astro Awani, saluran berita yang paling dipercayai rakyat Malaysia.
Thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Joining us now is political analyst Oh Isan. He's a senior fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Isan, tonight we're talking about the newly constituted Parliamentary Select Committee on Foreign Affairs. Are you encouraged by the by this PSC being established, the idea, as we heard from MP Kasturi Pato, to provide more scrutiny and monitoring over the expenditure and policy making for foreign affairs in Malaysia? Are you encouraged or heartened by the fact that this PSC might provide some parliamentary oversight on foreign affairs?
Well, of course, I think this is a very timely move. Malaysia is, of course, one of the major countries in the world in terms of foreign trade. We supply some of the most advanced, for example, chips and various other components in phones and laptops and various other components, right? So it is very timely for us indeed to take a serious look at our international affairs as well as our foreign affairs. So just like the U.S. Congress in both their Senate as well as their House of Representatives, their committee on foreign affairs, we as one of the more important countries in terms of international trade should of course at our legislature having such a wonderful committee in terms of foreign affairs, in terms of international affairs, such that we could be more cognizant of course of our international dealings with other countries. Yes.
But Isan, if I can play devil's advocate for a moment, you know, international affairs are very complicated issues, and I think people within these within these foreign policy establishment, you know, would maybe argue that, you know, democratizing the process would actually open up foreign policy to more demagoguery and grandstanding, as we have seen over the years, right? Malaysian politicians using the Palestinian cause or the Rohingya cause, you know, so on and so forth, to basically gain political capital rather than clarifying Malaysia's position. Do you think that it's possible that this will actually just complicate the complex negotiations that Malaysia has to enter into, because it's a small to middling size country faced with enormous challenges, including the rise of China?
Well, on the one hand, of course, it will be a learning process for our parliamentarians. For example, our YB Kasturi, whose father I'm a huge admirer of. But of course, at some point, just like in the United States, foreign policy is not only the prerogative of the administrative or the executive branch of the government. It should also properly be in the part and parcel of the legislative branch of the country. Yes, we might have all the demagoguery as well as some of those who will be more populist minded, but it's a learning process for all of us. For the longest period of time, over half a century, foreign affairs, it has never been one of the most important political affairs or issues for the Malaysian polity as a whole. So it is high time, as we are one of the major trading countries in the world, to make sure that indeed foreign affairs will be front and central in our political affairs. So with politicians making statements, even if sometimes they are making more demagoguery or populist statements, but we also saw that in the United States, for example. It's not as if the United States is all about grandstanding and so on. So it's a learning process for all of us. But I think it is really an appropriate time so that foreign affairs will be put forward as front and central in our political arena. Yeah.
Okay, I think that's quite interesting, particularly looking at, since you mentioned the US, where they've brought this into the Senate, right? There is oversight over foreign affairs policy in the US. How might Malaysia do that? So if there's a PSC looking at international affairs now, how might it strengthen policymaking in Malaysia? Where exactly might you identify some of the weaknesses?
Again, to be blunt about it, for the longest period of time, foreign affairs has never been front and center in Malaysian political affairs. So hopefully with the setting up of this committee, whereby the various members of parliament from both the government as well as the opposition, such as YB Kasturi and so on, will be able to indeed put forward perhaps not so much foreign policy, but of course the opinions as to how Malaysia should conduct its foreign affairs. It's, frankly speaking, it doesn't quite matter whether we are sort of demagoguery as well as populist in our foreign affairs. But the important thing is our legislative branch will be able to participate in this, hopefully, a very important part of our polity as a whole. I mean, for the longest period of time, it is very unseemly, in my humble opinion, that as a major trading partner, not only the region but in the world, we have not put foreign policy as front and central in our overall polity. Instead, we are engrossed in all these internal political fightings and so on. Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much, Ihsan. Oh, Ihsan there from the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, wrapping up this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night.